Those issues include the communication rights of indigenous groups, workers, women, children, and persons with disabilities, intellectual property, community media, open source software, access to information and the means of communication, global citizenship and much more, Civil Society Declaration, 2003. At the WSIS in Geneva, it became clear that there was considerable political will to establish and maintain an effective presence to represent civil society in a process that, for the sake of legitimacy, was ostensibly open to multiple stakeholders. Apart from ongoing questions about the feasibility, implementation and enforceability of the WSIS Action Plan, one of the greatest challenges for non-governmental and non-corporate representation in future global policy forums, including the second phase of the WSIS, will undoubtedly be related to the question of sustainability. How sustainable will policy participation be by the contingent civil society coalition that has come together, in episodic fashion, as a response to a major summit? Can they maintain longevity, responsiveness and legitimacy in the absence of the kinds of institutional and financial supports that are available to corporations and industry trade groups? Will the power of networking that has enabled this coalition to claim a legitimate space in the WSIS process be a kind of power that can continue to offer a platform for diverse voices to be heard and heeded once the summit is over? Much has changed since the McBride Report was published, not only in global politics, but also in global communication. The year 2005 and the WSIS do not mark a stopping point in a global dialogue about the right to communicate. But this year is an auspicious occasion to commemorate the political legacy of the McBride Report. Despite the geopolitical limitations that filtered the contributions of its authors, they had the foresight to hope for a kind of globalization that, rather than signify divisions among citizens of the world, acknowledged our common humanity, with all of its flaws, for which progressive communication activists understandably have distanced themselves over the past 25 years. The McBride Report projects a spirit of hopefulness about how a better world is possible, about the continued importance of public institutions as means to ensure global justice at local, national and transnational levels, and about the value of global communication as a means to knowledge, understanding and mutual respect. For these reasons, the anniversary of the McBride Report should be celebrated, and the complexity of its legacy understood, by a new generation of communication rights activists. References: Calabresi, Andrew and Wendy Rettel, 1995. Is There a U.S. Foreign Policy in Telecommunications? Transatlantic Trade Policy as a Case Study. Telematics and Informatics, 12, 1, 35-56. Calabresi, Andrew, 1997. Creative Destruction? From the Welfare State to the Global Information Society. Javnos the Public, 4, 4, 7-24. Calabresi, Andrew, 1999a. The Welfare State, the Information Society, and the Ambivalence of Social Movements. In A. Calabresi and J.C. Bergelman, eds. Communication, Citizenship, and Social Policy, Rethinking the Limits of the Welfare State, 259-277. Lanham, Maryland, Roman and Littlefield. Calabresi, Andrew, 1999b. Communication and the End of Sovereignty? Info, The Journal of Policy, Regulation, and Strategy for Telecommunications, Information, and Media, 1, 4, 313-326. Calabresi, Andrew, 2004a. Stealth Regulation, Moral Meltdown and Political Radicalism at the Federal Communications Commission. New Media and Society, 6, 1, 18-25. Calabresi, Andrew, 2004b. The Promise of Civil Society, A Global Movement for Communication Rights. Continuum, Journal of Media and Cultural Studies, 18, 3, 317-329. Mayer, Caroline E. 1983. FCC Chief's Fears, Fowler Sees Threat and Regulation. Washington Post, February 6, p. K. 1. Roach, Colley 1997. The Western World and the NWICO. And Peter Golding and Phil Harris, eds. Beyond Cultural Imperialism, Globalization, Communication and the New International Order, 94-116. London, Sage. Schultz, George.